Good to be back, and it's good to have Richard Davenport with us on the Fidelity Communications Hotline. He was in Fayetteville for the scrimmage Saturday. Wanted to talk a little Razorback football. Richard, from all accounts, listening to Coach Bielema's press conference, from reading some of the reporters that were at the game, some of their notes, it sounded like the defense had a much better performance Saturday.
Yeah, I wasn't there the previous scrimmage, but in talking to people and just obviously watching practice, the thing that really stood out to me about the defense, they were very good in gap control, gang tackling. Overall, you know, I thought they did a good job as far as in the secondary. You know, they had a pretty good pass rush with the three-man front. You know, I would say it was a good day. I would say it was a good day for both sides of the ball. But after what happened last weekend, you know, the defense came back and definitely showed well. And I'm sure they're feeling a little bit more confident about themselves right now.
It's still early with the 3-4 defense, the transition, learning it. But do you like what you see? Do you see anything different? Can you tell a difference?
Man, it's really tough when you're watching an inter-squad scrimmage. It really is. I guess I would say the effort. You know, I'm not saying that the effort wasn't there last year, but one thing that Coach Rhodes really puts an emphasis on is just 110% till the whistle blows. And I think you're going to see a defense that flies the ball and plays, you know, with a lot of heart. And sometimes, you know, it might have been a situation where they let go of the rope a few times last year. And you know, it'd be interesting to see how it goes this year. But I do think Bijan Jackson is really geared up for an excellent season. I think he played very well. It's just very difficult to block. He just plugs that middle. Also, Austin Katz. I mean, he is so strong. He's got to be probably one of the strongest guys in the country. You know, he would be up there. I'm not saying he is the strongest guy, but he's just country strong, I guess you could say. But his numbers are just off the charts too, as far as maxes and things like that. I thought Briston Guidry looked good. The defensive front, I thought played pretty good, because that's you know, hey, if you're gonna have good gap control, most of the time you got to have those guys doing their jobs before the linebackers and safeties can do theirs. So I would say that the effort, I think the defensive line showed well, but again, it's really tough to say, you know, when you're talking about an inter squad game.
Anyone on defense that just looks the part that maybe you were keeping an eye on that thought, all right, yeah, he's coming on?
You know, a lot of people are really not paying much attention to this young man, but I tell you what, he just makes plays. You don't see him making very many false steps. You know, go step one way and then try to recover. That's Grant Morgan. He's really having a good spring. I think that the coaches have noticed that. He was running with the ones and twos on Saturday. I think D. Walker. I think the linebacker crew has talent, but it's very young. Obviously, Dijon Harris. I mean, I think they're very, very high on him and think that he's just going to be a great football player. But still, you know, he's just a true sophomore. But I thought D. Walker looked good. I thought Kyrie Fisher, you know, he was very physical in high school. And you see him bring that same physicality as a freshman. And, you know, a lot of times guys, they get a little intimidated by the size of the lineman and you know, just aren't as physical with the lineman, you know, the blocking backs, whoever's trying to block them. And poor Kyrie just brings it. He's not intimidated at all. So I think they got talent at the linebacker position. It's going to be young. I think that's the key right there. Can the young guys step up and really play well, even at the beginning of the season. That, I think that's going to be key because they really are young in certain spots, especially depth-wise.
Richard Davenport joins us on the Fidelity Communications Hotline, the recruiting guy for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, WholeHogSports.com. He was at the scrimmage Saturday. Ryan Pulley, I was reading a lot of good things about Ryan Pulley. What do you see in him?
Oh, yeah. He really enjoys going back and forth with the receivers, and he and Jay Red were going back and forth, all in fun, though. I mean, you could tell the guys really respect one another, but, you know, if he locks down a receiver, he's going to let them know about it. He's without a doubt the best cover guy they got. I mean, you feel pretty confident that he's gonna pretty much, I wouldn't say completely shut down his side of the ball, I mean side of the field, but a guy that's probably going to win most of the battles than not. He's just got that length. He's just got the natural ability, closing speed, and an ability to you know, really break on the. On the ball when the ball's in the air. I think that's another thing that he does that maybe does better than anybody else on the team.
You know, one of my favorite guys on the team is Kevin Richardson because, I got to know him. I've, covered him in high school. And to go from walk-on to getting that scholarship, it's a great story. I think we were guilty, fans were guilty, of overlooking what his injury meant to the team last year. I think what having him back after the torn labrum, that's huge for this defense. And his knowledge and versatility, he brings a lot to this team. Does he show up in the scrimmage?
Yeah, you saw he definitely was. I think he's still trying to get over the mental part. Because that usually when you're coming back from an injury. The physical part is probably not as difficult. It's mostly mental because you're when you endure something like that and you're out for most of the season, you kind of question, am I 100%? Am I 100%? Physically, you may be, but you're not mentally. And I think he's definitely getting there. You know, another thing that he brings that probably is more important than anything else is leadership. Everybody looks up to him. You know, they understand that he does all the right things, and he's a guy that I think the younger guys also really respect and follow and watch his example. And I don't think you can underestimate. I really do believe that the defense lost a big part of who they were last year when he got injured.
We have Richard Davenport on the Fidelity Communications Hotline, Arkansas Democrat Gazette, WholeHogSports.com. Let's switch to the offensive side of the ball. What about those three running backs? What do you think of the three Ws, I guess? Williams, and Whaley.
I thought that they had all good days. I really do. Deboall ran hard. Of course, Riley always runs hard. Malik Williams, you know, being a true freshman, obviously he's not as physically ready to go as he will be next year, but he's still very physical for a true freshman. You know, I just remember Riley Williams when he first arrived at Arkansas, and you see him now. Oh my God, his butt and his thighs are just huge, and that's obviously where you get a lot of your power and your speed. And I think it's going to be amazing to watch Malik develop over the next few years because he's somewhat built a little like Riley. I mean, he's taller, but I foresee his thighs and butt were getting quite a bit bigger through the off season and Coach Herb's strength and conditioning program. I tell you what, Juwan Day had a pretty good day. I mean, according to Jimmy Carter, unofficial stats, he had him for five carries for 35 yards. Juwan showed some pretty good talent. He had a lot of effort, yardage after the initial contact, and then he showed some pretty good speed. But I do think those the three that you're talking about, those are the guys that you're obviously going to be seeing in the fall. But Deboall had the longest run. I think it was around 50 or 60 yards. and he broke a tackle to get into the secondary. So you can tell that he's a little thicker and stronger too.
Hey, Richard Davenport's with us. Who was it with Jay Red out, Jared Cornelius out? Who caught your eye at wide receiver?
I tell you what, a lot of people. I remember when Arkansas got the commitment from this young man, and you know, they were thinking, "Oh man, he only had like one or two offers." Jonathan Nance, I think he's going to surprise some people. He's got a little bit of suddenness and burst once he gets the ball. He's got those quicks, I guess you could say. Once he gets the ball, quickness shows up, and he's got good acceleration. So, I think obviously Brandon Lewis,
Marshall.
He's very physical. He looks the part because he's a legitimate 6'4", 220 pounds, and he's just a mismatch. I could see him in a one-on-one situation in the fall, probably several times, just break a tackle and maybe go the distance, because he's so big and so physical for smaller DBs. If you fail to wrap up on him, watch out. But I think Jonathan Nance is going to surprise some people.
Did you see anything out of TJ Hammonds? Did he have a better scrimmage?
Oh yeah, TJ. I'm glad you mentioned his name. He just shows that elusiveness. That's his number one. That's the thing that he really has. That he's probably better than everybody else at. He's so elusive. He can make that first defender miss. Jonathan Nance has a little bit of that too. But TJ, I think that's his strength, and that's why I always said, even when he signed with Arkansas, I saw him eventually going to slot. Now I really like him at slot because he will make some guys miss, and he'll have the opportunity to gain a lot of yardage because of that.
With the loss of Cody Hollister, Dominique Reed, Keon Hatcher, Drew Morgan, after watching some of these wide receivers, seeing them in person, are you concerned, or do you feel a little better? Are they okay?
Well, I would be concerned just from the standpoint of being inexperienced. I mean, obviously Jordan Jones has a ton of potential, and he's very, very talented, great speed. If you talk to the coaches, they liked what they got at their receiver position. But you're replacing guys that were known quality players in the SEC, and now these guys got to step up and show it, and that's going to be the key. I mean, will they be able to do that in the fall? I believe eventually they will, and maybe they'll be able to do it from the get go. But I think that's something that you have to look at and just know that these guys, there's going to be a learning curve. And also a learning curve with Austin Allen. You can throw all summer, you can throw all spring, but until in fall practice, but until you get in game type situations as a quarterback, you got to trust that guy and really know that, okay, he's going to be at the spot that I'm going to be throwing at. And if they don't do that during games, hey, obviously bad things can happen, but also it can shake up Austin's confidence level and those guys. And then there could definitely be some struggles there. So inexperience is just the main thing that they're going to have to overcome.
What did Reynolds Razorback Stadium look like with that all that construction going on? Was it kind of strange?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, when you're, heck, Jesus, I guess even as a kid, I just remember looking over there and seeing the Royals complex. And after, 40, 50 years, it's not there. It was built, I think, back in 74. So yeah, I mean, for something to be in a certain spot for so long, and then it's not, and then you see the beginnings of what it's going to be, what it's going to look like, when it's completed, and it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice, but there's no doubt it's kind of odd to look over there.
Any big recruiting news over the weekend? Anybody have a great visit? Anyone really impressed?
Oh yeah, a lot of kids were there. A lot of kids from Texas, Jackson Kimball, a Baylor offensive line commitment. He had a good time. He said all the right things. He really enjoyed Coach Bieleman, Coach Anderson. He says he's solid to Baylor. That's the best thing to say. You don't want to say anything and then get the Baylor coaches all upset. I'm not saying that he's not solid to Baylor, but, you know, if you're having second thoughts and you're really considering Arkansas, it's probably best to kind of let things die down a little bit before, maybe you start thinking about that second visit or whatever. But, he's a kid that's about 6'3", 6'4". But his dad's 6'8", so obviously he could grow quite a bit more. Then you had several guys, like I said, from Texas. Jason McClellan, at 2020 running back from Toledo, Texas, who has several offers. I think Arkansas probably could be jumping on board at some point with him. He really, really liked it. He said he could see himself at Arkansas, and we'll be back and visiting Fayetteville in the future. But there was a lot of good talent. I got to say, Gabe Richardson was there on an unofficial visit. He'll come back this coming weekend with his mother for his official visit. He's without a doubt what he advertises himself to be, 6'4", about 240. Very good-looking athlete. I think he's going to have a chance to really add to the defensive end slash a linebacker spot. He could, could possibly grow into just playing, putting his hand in the dirt, or he could just, play as a stand-up wheel linebacker. So a lot of possibilities with him, but boy, he really looked good.
Richard, we appreciate it, man. Thank you for your time. Good to have you back. Take care, and we'll talk to you later this week.
All right, Wes. We'll see you. Thanks so much.